Hey, I'm glad you come back for another episode of Get to Know Night, the show where people ask me questions and I give them the answer as best I can. This week we're going to be doing Patreon questions, because there's plenty of them and I want to start working my way through. So, first question I got is from Anonymous that says, what is your favorite sex choice to use on yourself and significant other? Thanks for answering. So, I used to have a fleshlight a long time ago, but I broke it. I put a hole in the back of it. It wasn't like I had an Oscar fleshlight, but then I also had like a cheaper sleeve. The cheaper sleeve I like tore, and I also put a hole in the back of it, so that one got destroyed. I'm really partial to like using, I think they're called rabbits, like the rabbit line of vibrators and dildos on my partner. I love bullet vibrators. I think those are so much fun. They're like cute, they're small, they're powerful. Wand vibrators that are for like anal insertion are great for like teaching, like opening up people for anal sex. Butt plugs are really cute, tails are really cute. I don't know, there's so many. There's a lot. Maybe I'll do an audio just about me talking about sex toys and which ones I like and all that stuff. But yeah. What makes you feel loved? Drea asked that. I think like kisses and being held, just being touched, like physicality really makes me feel loved. Verbal expressions of love, acts of like servitude, like helping me with something is always like really nice. That's the thing that made me feel loved. I'm really like touch is a big one for me. That's my love language. Touch is high up there. Okay, interesting. T asks, how are you? I'm feeling better. And she asks, if you get an answer to any question, what would that question be? What happens when you die? That's an interesting one. If I can get an answer, that'd be really cool. Anonymous asks, what is something that makes you happy? Like, something that cheers you up on gray and sad days. Funnily enough, gray and sad days make me really happy. I love rainy days. I love days where it's pouring outside and there's thunder and lightning. I love those days a lot. But listening to music, writing, whenever I feel like angst or turmoil internally, I love to get it out by like writing it or doing something. Recording audios can be really cathartic for me, as a way of just expressing a feeling. And once I can express it, it leaves me, like, so I don't have to like carry it with me. And I think that's a really good way of like feeling better, is just getting that thing out of you. That's why I always say, like, paint, write, do something creative, an outlet, just to like get the thing inside of you out. Well, that's my advice, at least. Let's see. Laura asks, you seem like a very laid-back person. Just wondering, do you get easily annoyed? And what things annoy you the most? I'm pretty laid-back. I don't really get angry or upset really easily. That's something I worked really hard on, I think. I wasn't volatile, I guess, as a younger, but I would get angrier easier, I guess. But as I got older, I got really good about like just not getting angry, not being upset, just kind of like letting things wash over me. It took practice, took time, but yeah, I think I'm pretty laid back now. And not a lot of things get under my skin. I think things that bug me the most is people who are like really rude. Like being rude to people, just kind of like that rubs me the wrong way. And being like cruel, like unnecessarily so, to people is like those things like really bug. But yeah, I think it's just like, I think it's when I see people act in improper ways to other people, that's like the stuff that bugs me the most. Thanks for your question, Laura. How old are you? Apologize if you don't want to answer. I was just wondering, anonymous. I feel like people have been able to figure out how old I am now. It's not that much of a secret. But I am between the ages of, I love giving this answer, it's my favorite thing to do. I'm between the ages of 24 and 35. So somewhere between that is how old I am. There's many people I think who figured out how old I am, but I'll leave the secret alive for people who don't want to know or haven't figured it out yet. Anonymous asks, are you a protective slash jealous person? Love your audios. I think there's a difference between being protective and being jealous. Protective comes from like a nurturing space. Jealousy comes from insecurity kind of space. I want to be protective of you. I want to keep you safe is different than I don't trust you. Or I don't feel particularly comfortable with myself to have you in these situations. Example of this is, I guess they could be misconstrued, but like, let's say your girlfriend goes out to a club with her friends, right? I want her to call to check in, not because I don't trust her to be with another guy, just so I know that she got home safely, versus, hey, call me in the club so I know you're not with anyone else. Those are two kind of different energies. I mean, they could both be protective, but one has like a jealous energy. The other one is like, hey, I just want to know you're okay. But yeah, I think I'm protective. I don't think I'm jealous. B asks, besides Pokemon cards, is there anything else you collect? I hope you're feeling better. I am feeling a lot better. I just started collecting Pokemon cards recently. I don't think there's anything else I really collect. Oh, movie tickets. Every time I go to the movies, I take the stub. So whenever I have like a bunch of movie stubs, I have a collection of those. So yeah, I guess I collect other things too. Anonymous asks, have you ever dated an Asian or a black girl? Do you have a racial preference when it comes to women and dating? I don't really have a racial. I did almost every kind of race of women. There's no real bias I have in terms of dating people. If I'm like attracted to them, I'm attracted to them, and that's kind of it. So there's not really a huge preference for me. Let's see. Kelsey asks, it's a two-part question. Do you think it would ever work out in a kinky relationship with an experienced younger dom and an inexperienced or older sub who's eager to learn, but there's a large age difference? He's 25, she's late 30s. Oh yeah, totally. 100%. Yeah, that would work out super easily. I don't think age really has that big of an effect on a dom sub relationship. I think it's easier for a younger submissive to be submissive to an older dom, but I think an experienced dom has no problem with an older or younger sub. It doesn't make much of a difference. Would you ever be in a kinky relationship with an inexperienced sub that wants to learn, that is older than you? But on all other areas, things click. Yeah, totally. As long as things click, I think a relationship works. I think if people get each other and they relate really well to each other and things click, there should be no problems with the relationship. Yeah, I don't see any issue with that. None whatsoever. All right, I'm gonna hop over to Curious Cat just to do a few Curious Cat questions before we end this week's episode of Guessing at Night. Let's see. Let's pick a random question. Why did you remove all your audios from Soundgasm? Cute ones that were always putting me to sleep. All right, that one's easy. They're not gone on Soundgasm. You can still get to them. Most of the audios can be accessed through Reddit, or if you're a Patreon, you can get access to this master list, which will have all the audios I've ever released, in a really easy to way, easy to like navigate way. So, Reddit is still at, like you can still get them through Reddit, and you can still get them through Patreon. So they're not gone. Yeah. Let's see. Are you a butt or a booby guy? I am a boob guy. I mean, I like both of them in equal measures, but I'm very partial to boobs. What do you think about your Brazilian fans? I love my Brazilian fans. God, I wish I remembered Portuguese enough to say thank you for supporting me in Portuguese, but I do not. Let's see. Do you have a Discord server? Yes, I do. It's accessible through Patreon. That's the only way you can get on the Discord server right now. And I assume most people listening to this right now are on the Discord server, but if you're not, you can get it through Patreon. Favorite place to eat, like sit-down restaurant? Oh, Cheesecake Factory. I'm such a sucker for Cheesecake Factory. I love Cheesecake Factory. Do you ever belong to a subculture? Ravers. Like, hardcore ravers. Like, EDM hardcore ravers that would go run the EDM circuit, like, go to every event kind of thing. Yeah. How do you feel about the end of BoJack Horseman? That's hard. I feel a lot of different things. It made me sad. It was a good end. I think all things considered, it was the best way to end the show. But I think there was something to be said about that balance between having a like the show is both the show tried to both punish BoJack and loves BoJack at the same time, which is really difficult when you want to tell. I think some of the messaging in the show is at odds with the how much the show likes its protagonist. And I think that dilemma creates kind of a problematic ending of the show. But I think the show ends well. But I think there's a dilemma between wanting to have a message and also loving your protagonist a lot. And that those two things are at odds, especially when the protagonist is the one that needs to receive that kind of punishment. So yeah. I think this will be the last question. Yes, it will be. Advice on telling your boyfriend I'm into spanking. I think he'd be into it if I told him. But he seems really vanilla, and I don't want to make things awkward, so I'm wondering if you had any advice to tell him. Just be straight up with him. Just be like, hey, I think it's sexy when you spank me. Like, bring it in, like, slowly. Be like, if he's, like, having sex behind you, just ask him to, like, slap my ass. And like kind of like work him into it, like baby steps, or you could just flat out tell him, but if he's vanilla, you could just kind of work him, just be like, yeah, slap my ass, like, I'll be vocal in the bedroom, tell him what you want, and if he seems responsive, then you can just like keep like building on that, you know? But baby steps. So yeah, I think that's where I'll end it for this week. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Get to Know Night. I'll be trying to be more consistent about getting one out every Monday, but this is a makeup episode because I know I missed a week somewhere along the line. So thank you guys for bearing with me, and I hope you enjoyed it.